The 3 o'clock, watching the clock. The phone won't ring, so I'm waiting for you knock. I drink 40 cups of coffee.
40 cups of coffee.
40 cups of coffee.
40 cups of coffee.
40 cups of coffee waiting for you too. A quarter to four, you ain't got home yet. I tried to be cool and smoke a cigarette. I drink 40 cups of coffee.
40 cups of coffee.
40 cups of coffee.
40 cups of coffee.
40 cups of coffee. Wait, boy, you do come home.
I drank 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee.
40 cups of coffee.
40 cups of coffee.
40 cups of coffee, but I'm glad you finally came home.
KZE. You're listening to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us in a moment, because things have changed here, is going to be our friend Melissa. This is On the Block, and we have a little issue, but we're good, I think. So, Melissa, are you there?
Good morning.
Hi. How's things?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a real pleasure. You're the Red Hook Branch Ulster Savings Bank manager.
Yes.
So to get to this position, you had to probably step on a whole bunch of heads getting there, correct?
Correct. Yes. It was a process over several years.
And when did you start at Ulster Savings Bank?
I've been there for over 36 years.
Wow.
It's so, the only job I've ever had.
Right out of the womb, into the bank?
Yep, pretty much. My mom worked there.
Wow.
Yeah, and so they were looking for part-time help. So I would come in after high school, and I would deliver supplies, send the mail out, all sorts of different things.
That was your first job then, sending mail out,
yeah,
getting supplies and stuff. And how many years did it take you to get to the next position?
Several years. I was still in school, and then I went to college. Okay. And so I just would always work part-time wherever they needed me.
Were you a teller?
Yes, that was my favorite.
Yeah?
Yes.
It was?
It was.
Do you love money?
Well, who doesn't love money? I mean, of course. But what I loved the most was the interactions with the customers.
Mm.
Just getting to know them and having them get to know me. And now, because I've been in the Red Hook office for 20 plus years, they've really seen my family grow. And I've, you know, watched them have children and buy homes. And, you know, I feel privileged that they come back and see me for all these needs that they have.
Well, Ulster Savings Bank does wonderful things for the community. You guys have events throughout the year, and you do things that help the community, like collecting supplies after the pandemic, and we're sending things to troops, sending Christmas trees, sending coats.
Yep.
Every year we do a coat drive with you guys, and it's amazing because there so many times you have a beautiful jacket for your child, and well, they keep growing like weeds and their jacket doesn't.
Right.
So what do you do with it? You have to find a good home for it, and you guys make that easy because you collect all the coats, jackets, and give them to people so they can use them and keep warm. And that's way better than ending up in a landfill.
Exactly.
And you do that with so many different events and different things for the community and work with vets.
Yep.
What don't you do?
I can't think of anything.
A stumper.
Yeah, that's a stumper for sure. One of the main premise of Ulster Savings Bank is we give back to the community. Mm. The bank really encourages the employees to be out in the community, to find stuff to be involved in. And
that's great.
There's a lot of opportunities here in Red Hook. You know, I love to work with the VFW. Mm. They do wonderful things over there. The American Cruisers here in Red Hook, such a great group of individuals.
Yeah.
I love to go to the school and volunteer at the school.
You do something really cool at the school.
I do.
Tell the people.
So I volunteer with Junior Achievement, and I go to the school, and I teach second graders all about money, community, savings. We talk about what jobs your families do to make money to provide for you, wow, and how that's important so you can have your needs and your wants met. And we talk about how you can help out in your community, you know, doing a street cleanup, stuff like that. So I love doing it. I did it for a very long time.
How did the second graders respond to this?
Oh, they love it. They love it. And then I love when they come to the bank and visit me and they say, oh, she taught me about the community and she talked about money. So it's a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Do you get the parents to open up a bank account for them then?
Of course.
All that good stuff.
Yes. And we have children who have opened bank accounts, you know, in first and second grade. And now they're coming in to close those accounts because they're getting married or they're buying a house. And so they've really, you know, stayed with Ulster
what
Savings for a long time.
What is the best age to open a savings account?
I would say probably once they go to kindergarten.
Really?
Yep.
That early?
Yeah, absolutely. And the great thing about our savings accounts for minors is when they get the report card, they bring it into the branch. And for every report card they bring in, which I'm sure they're all good, we give them $2 in their account.
Wow.
So over you get four report cards over the course of just one school year. You get, you know, all that free money.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And what a cool thing to do for the community and to support the kids and their scholastic achievements. That's cool. So what if they come in, like, you know, with a big D on it?
Well, we kind of just encourage them maybe to work a little harder.
Pick it
and
up.
Yeah, and you know. We don't judge.
Well, we're going to take a tiny little break, and then we're going to come back and chat more with Melissa Morrison from Ulster Savings Bank in Red Hook. This is On the Block, 98.1 KZE.
Hi again. This is Dr. Jeff Villalmo.
And this is Dr. Maureen Villalmo. And we're so happy to welcome Dr. Paige Backenstoes to our practice as our new associate. She's joining us in our mission to provide safe biologic dentistry to the community.
We're very excited to introduce Dr. Paige, who has embraced our holistic philosophy and wishes to help us bring our type of conservative dentistry to more health-conscious people in our dental office in Uptown Kingston.
Here's Dr. Paige.
Hi, I'm Dr. Paige Backenstoes, and I've been practicing traditional dentistry for years. Over this course of time, I started to read and educate myself about the materials we are traditionally taught to use. It turns out some of those are not so great for our bodies. I'm very excited to be working alongside the Drs. Villalmo, who are really experts in the field of oral medicine and toxicology, and I'm excited to provide really the safest, highest level care for our patients.
Dr. Villalmo's Dental Office, the science behind the smile. Call today at 845-339-1619 and visit drvigs.com. That's drvigs.com.
Do you have a child in your life who's feeling anxious or stressed? Or maybe you've noticed that worry or overwhelming feelings have been weighing on you? Hi, I'm Christina Wright, LCSW and Clinical Director at New Directions Family Counseling in Kingston, New York. At New Directions, we offer therapy for children, adults, parents, and families. For children, we offer a play and arts-based approach that helps kids express themselves and build resilience, allowing them to process difficult feelings, address challenges, and develop healthy coping skills through the natural language of childhood, play. New Directions also provides compassionate support for families navigating separation or divorce and specialized trauma treatment for both children and adults. We utilize a holistic approach that can include cognitive behavioral therapy, support groups, and EMDR. If you have a child, know a child, or you yourself have ever been a child, there's a place for you here at New Directions Family Counseling. Let's take the next step together. NewDirectionsFamilyCounseling.com.
Looking for a cannabis shop that feels welcoming, informed, and local? Discover Upstate Pines in Red Hook, right across from Town Hall. They're rooted in the community with a wide selection of New York State licensed products, premium flower, infused pre-rolls, edibles, vapes, tinctures, topicals, and CBD. Plus, you'll find all the gear you need, from rolling papers to vaporizers, along with a team that's friendly, knowledgeable, and here to guide you. Visit Upstate Pines on South Broadway or explore online at upstatepines.com. Upstate Pines, rooted in Red Hook, grown with purpose.
For use only by adults 21 or older, keep out of the reach of children and pets. In case of accidental ingestion or overconsumption, contact the Poison Center. Consume responsibly. Cannabis can be addictive. Cannabis can impair concentration and coordination. Do not operate a vehicle or machinery under the influence of cannabis. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Cannabis is not recommended for use by persons who are pregnant or nursing.
98.1 KZE. This is On the Block. I'm Rick, and joining us is Melissa Morrison from Ulster Savings Bank Red Hook Branch. Melissa, do you mind being called Missy?
I don't mind at all.
Do your family call you Missy, or yes, just people at the bank?
Most people call me Missy. My mother calls me Melissa when she's mad.
Yeah, my whole name changes when I'm in trouble with Mom.
Oh, yeah. She throws the middle name in there, too. So, yeah.
Nice. Really? Oh, wow. So, besides all the work you do in the community, mm-hmm, what do you like to do for fun?
I'm definitely a beach girl. Yeah. I love the beach. My husband and I have a little camp on Lake Ontario.
Seashells or sandcastles?
Sea glass.
Ooh.
Yes. We love to go look for sea glass. We do it almost every weekend on Lake Ontario. 2 years ago, we went to California to Sea Glass Beach.
There's such a thing?
There is such a thing. Wow. It's amazing. Yes. And this year we went to Maine, visited a bunch of different beaches in Maine, and got some sea glass. It was great.
What's the coolest color glass you found?
Red.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's very rare.
Wow.
Yeah.
Red bottles.
Red bottles. Or taillights from cars sometimes make the red.
Well, they come a long way from the ocean. Yeah, that's exactly. That's cool. And you're taking a trip pretty soon.
Yeah, my husband and I are going to go to Myrtle Beach. My mom is down there for a month, and so we're going to go down there and hang out with her for a couple of days. Some other family is coming as well, so that'll be fun. I'm hoping it warms up so we can actually go to the beach.
Okay, here's the first of many dumb questions. Do you dream about money?
Do I dream about money?
Yeah.
No.
Counting it, rolling in it, being in the vault, anything?
I have dreamt about being locked in the vault.
You have?
Yes, especially the vaults. When I worked at the Uptown branch, they have a very, very large old vault with the big wheel on the front. So many times I had dreamt
and
that I was locked in.
A lot of
there.
Times those are only open by time, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yikes.
I know. So if you were locked in there, you were in there for a good 10 hours, 12 hours.
Is there an oxygen tube or something in there?
Probably now there is.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good. Because the money has to breathe.
Exactly.
Do you have safe deposit boxes and all that good stuff and all kinds of services?
So in Red Hook, we do not have safe deposit boxes. Oh. We just did not have the room for it, but most of our other branches do. But, you know, we're full service down there. We have, you know, a mortgage representative, a payroll, an insurance representative, financial services. You know, you can come in, open an account, you know, apply for a mortgage, anything like that.
Do a lot of people come in with jars of pennies?
Not anymore.
Jars of coins. Do you give them wrappers and say, roll this up, we're not touching it, or...
Yes, we usually ask that it's rolled if it's a significant amount. If it's a small amount, we don't mind helping them, but we do not have a coin machine there. That's at our main branch in Kingston.
Yeah, because I could see, you know, not that it's a problem, but it's tedious.
Exactly.
Counting change.
Yes.
Well, that's an interesting thing because, you know, it's like, what do you do with, like, you save? I have this Elvis Presley guitar bank. It's huge. It's plastic. And now it's half full and I can't move it. And I'm like, great, what am I going to do with this thing?
Yeah, you can take it to the coin machine. Oh, that's Kingston, a good one. And you just dump it in there and it sorts it for you.
They take like a percentage of your dollar, though, they do, right?
If you're a customer, it's free. If you're not a customer.
No kidding.
There's a small, yeah.
All right. Well, that's something good to know.
That's, yeah.
And you have one in Ulster Savings in Kingston?
In Kingston, cool. And in our New Paltz office.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And what other fund services does Ulster Savings Bank offer?
We have online banking. We have mobile banking. So, you know, if you're away or we have a lot of snowbirds, they can still make deposits. You know, if they receive a check for something, they can still make a deposit from, you know, wherever they are, the beach, the mountains. And, you know, just any kind of service you want, we can probably help you with that.
Mm. Cool. Well, Ulster Savings Bank in Red Hook is located exactly where?
We are across from CarQuest, 7296 South Broadway.
Mm. And we were very close neighbors at one point, and now we're a little bit further apart that we're down the block here. But it's a pleasure having you here in the studio, and
thank
it's
you.
Been great, great time. And we'll keep in touch. And, well, I'm going to take care of a couple of messages. And then, let's say, we'll see what happens. Stay tuned. This is On the Block at 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. And we're talking with Melissa Morrison from the Red Hook branch of Ulster Savings Bank. I think, how about we play one more tune and then we'll wrap it up, Melissa. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. This is the old 97s with All Who Wander, KZE.
Hi, this is Winter Kennedy from Kenco, the work and play outfitter in Kingston. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
Okay, now it is.
Confusion. I must love to be confused. I must strike out in the darkness by some time both new and used. Time to wander through the arches. Time to wander at the ruins. Time to figure out exactly what the hell I'm doing. All who wander are not lost, just me, just me. Signals and wires both get crossed. Remember back when you got lost to me. I must cling to that which kills me. I must lose my heart's desire. I must wind up warm and wasted with a flat screen for a fire. Will the stories make me happy? Some facsimile thereof. Will they give directions that will just me, just must walk through walls of whispers. I must sleep neath sheets of rain. I must climb up to the basement just to slide back down again. All the wonder I'm not lost, just me, just me. Signals and wires both get crossed. Oh, remember back when you got lost. Remember back when you got lost. Remember back when you got lost with me.
All Who Wander, the old 97s. I'm Rick. This is On the Block on the Up and Running Morning Show. Melissa Morrison is our guest, and now that we've been hanging out for a while, I'm just going to call her Missy.
That's
here,
right,
on the air. And Missy,
yes,
can you give us a shout out to all your co-employees, your colleagues at Ulster Savings? Maybe they're listening. Shout them out.
Yeah. So when I am out and about doing all this wonderful stuff that Ulster Savings Bank allows me to do in the community, I have a wonderful person that, you know, holds the fort down. Her name is Megan. I told her not to listen. And she really does a wonderful job holding things down and keeping things together while I'm out doing all of this stuff.
Well, it's important to have someone you can totally rely on.
Yes.
And sounds like she's the one.
She's my girl, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely. So, hi, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
All right. And then how's the staff at the teller booths, the teller counter?
Yes. So if you come in, you're going to be greeted very warmly with a nice hello from my staff. I have two new staff members, and then I have one seasoned teller who, you know, has been there longer than me. And you're just going to be greeted warmly, and you're going to be taken care of by anyone in the branch.
Well, that sounds great. And thank you for being there. Thanks for what you do for the community. And now Ulster Savings Bank has some important things that are going on in the community. And would you like to discuss some of the important aspects of what Ulster Savings Bank can do for you?
Yeah, so the one thing about Ulster Savings Bank being a mutual savings bank, being one of only 26 in New York State, is that we give back to the community. We reinvest in the community that we serve. And last year, our employees at Ulster Savings Bank donated 4,793 hours of volunteer time.
Wow.
And that's probably a little low because some people maybe forget to put their hours in. We log them in through a system. Some people are very modest, don't put everything in. So definitely, you know, a huge number. So that's all of our people going out. And
what gives them the drive to do this?
It's a wonderful feeling when you're out and you're helping the community, especially the community, you know, where your branch is. And people come up to you and say, you know, I was in a bind and Ulster Savings Bank helped me, or, you know, they helped me purchase my first home. It's just a wonderful feeling, and the bank really encourages it. And, you know, they provide the opportunity for it. They say, you know, we're going to give you a great staff so you can go out and do something in the community.
Well, I love coming to Ulster Savings Bank. You do get greeted warmly, and you have all kinds of great events going on there, like chili cook-offs,
yes,
chili tasting cook-offs,
mm-hmm,
and fun events, hot chocolate days, and great stuff. And it's a pleasure coming in there and seeing everyone's smiling face.
Thank
and
you.
It is a great thing to have Ulster Savings Bank right here in Red Hook on the block from us. And literally, you're down the road from 98.1 KZE. So stop by the Ulster Savings Branch, Red Hook Branch, and say hi to Missy and all the other great folks there. And you're holding an important piece of paper. So what do you got coming up?
So this year we are celebrating our 175th anniversary.
Wow.
And I know.
Now you told me, and I'm going to repeat this because then I sound educated. It's the second oldest business in the area.
In Ulster County. The second oldest business in all of Ulster County, which is amazing. So
175. That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what's going to happen?
So we have a lot of great things coming up this year. You can check our website to see what's coming up. In April, we're going to kick things off at our employee gala. So we'll have a lot more information then. Mm. We'll just continue to be out in the community and helping out. Last year, we gave $869,000 in community donations and grants. So I'm sure it'll be much more this year.
Well, keep up the great work.
Thank you
for being an important pillar of our community. And banks and financial institutions are a business just like everything else. So thank you for doing what you do and keeping every other business around that you help in business. And you are a very essential part of a lot of people's finances and savings and loans. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I'm Rick. That was Melissa Morrison of Ulster Savings Bank, Red Hook Branch. Stop by and say hi. And tell her you heard her on the block. She'll love that. And we will get back to more musical diversity after this.
why every one of the pray.
Every your time comes.
Time Tough, Toots and the Maytals, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host of the up and running morning show.